Sunlight starts to illuminate the darkened Earth. A multitude of shafts of bright light shoot up from the surface of the globe and pulsate as it spins in space. In white lettering, the name Universal encircles the centre of the spinning globe, fringed with flickering white light. A Comcast company. Green light curls like smoke. White light arcs in a black sky. Wonderspun. Revelin Studios. A boxing ring in a huge arena in Las Vegas.
Let's get ready to rumble!
A boxer in a dressing gown and boxing gloves kneels in the corner of the ring.
Fighting out of the red corner, from Sarangani Province, Philippines, Manny Pacquiao!
Manny glares at his opponent.
Is it round one or round 37? Pacquiao starts off with a straight left hand, fires two jabs, neither fighter has landed yet.
Good left hand by Pacquiao, backs Marquez up. Oh. Another good left hand shot by Pacquiao. He's finding Marquez's chin early with his left hand. And Marquez hasn't countered back.
Marquez knocks Manny over.
Alrighty! By Marquez, and for the first time in four fights, Manny Pacquiao has been knocked out. That's the first time in 39 rounds that Juan Miguel Marquez has been able to put Manny Pacquiao down.
We gotta be careful though, because once again Pacquiao is sitting down on his punches, and Pacquiao is giving him some feints. And Marquez right there.
And there goes the knockdown. Manny Pacquiao evens up the knockdown count as he puts Marquez on the canvas. Pacquiao's feeling good now after knocking Marquez down. His job is to get out of the round.
Oh, Marquez being able to retaliate. Marquez hurt bad. Right. Marquez hurt bad.
Manny gets him against the ropes.
His nose is broken. These are big shots Pacquiao's been landing early. There's another left hand, and another left hand. Marquez was off balance again. Now gets his feet back and tries to roar back the nail Pacquiao with the right hand.
Manny lies face down, unmoving on the floor of the ring. Some people head into the ring to attend to him. Manny. Manny, in a t-shirt and pajama bottoms, sits hunched over on a bed, the duvet pulled back. A towel hangs on the end of the bed, and the bedside table has a lamp, a laptop, and several other things on it. Manny's fingers are intertwined. He's praying.
Why do I box? Why do I fight?
Manny stands up. Manny runs along a road with a little dog running behind him.
Boxing takes so much from a man. No other sport asks a man to sacrifice himself so deeply. Manny Pacquiao has been in the sport for 20 long years. He knows the ruthlessness of boxing better than anyone. But if you're a fighter, truly a fighter, then you get back up. You fight again.
As he runs, Manny smiles. A pale morning light. Skyscrapers reach up into the golden sky. Telegraph poles line a road. Above a laundromat, a gym called Wildcard Boxing. The letters written like graffiti on the front of the building. A Mercedes pulls up. Press are waiting for him.
Manny, I'm here to try to make it earlier.
Manny heads into the gym. Inside, there are photos of boxers and fights on the walls.
Say, Manny. How are you? How you doing, boss? Good to see you, man. Knock him down, all right?
As soon as you're ready, we'll bring in about 10, 15 guys in here to talk to you for about 10 minutes. Just move all the way to the side here.
Hello, Manny. Hello, nice to see you. Manny,
how do you? Manny, how do you fight overconfidence? I mean, you've got all these people here. You have so many people in your ear telling you how great you are.
Do you think you would go down as an all-time great in boxing?
I don't know.
Don't you care, though, what people think about you? Like people say Muhammad Ali is one of the greatest ever. Don't you want people to talk about you like that?
Manny says, people tell me about my greatness. They want to know how I got here. Manny leaves the small room he's in and goes into the main gym, where there are even more journalists.
with the one and only Manny Pacquiao.
Who else do you want to fight after?
People wants to see against Mayweather Jr.
Everyone around the world knows you. You're a great humanitarian.
Do you need to win this fight by knockouts? Kind of silence.
Napakarami na nang.
As I look back on my life, there have been so many twists and turns. The people who celebrate me now can't really understand where I come from. Manny flexes his muscles for the journalists. The Philippines in the 1970s footage of a protest.
Manny was born on December 17th, 1978, in General Santos City. The Philippines was in the midst of civil war.
A protester's sign, down with Marcos' fascist regime.
The dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, had imposed martial law.
Men fire machine guns across a field, another fires a bazooka.
The country was in bloody chaos. In the 1970s and early 1980s, rebellion raged in the southern provinces.
A Filipino flag waves.
Manny was raised in the shadows of war.
Modern day, soldiers in the forest, as civilians head further into the forest. All I can remember is that we were very poor. Our home was a small nipa hut. The roof and walls were made of leaves from a coconut tree. Manny walks around the side of a hut in the forest, escorted by other people. Manny and co walk past a boy pumping water with a hand pump. Manny points into the forest and another guy does too. Manny says, our house stood there, where the small coconut tree now stands. That was where our house was. That was before, now it's gone. Manny laughs to himself, then looks thoughtful. So that's it. It brings back memories. Manny heads back through the forest. My mom took care of us because my father wasn't around. All of my siblings worked and looked for jobs so we could survive and eat. Manny and co walk past a few huts on the outskirts of the forest. Sometimes we would go days without eating. Manny points, there, they started to pull in the fish nets. A couple of fishing boats float on the sea, the water is calm. Manny says, at the crack of dawn, our mother would wake us up to pray the rosary. We would pray to the Lord, what kind of life will we have when we grow up? We had nothing.
Then, naghahanap buhay kami.
A woman and some children frolic in the sea near a little boat. Two men and a boy pull the fish nets in. Manny says, then we would look for work. I would go fishing. I spoke to the owner of a fishing net and asked if I could help so I can have a share of the fish. At first they were hesitant because I was too young. And what do I know? Groups of people in the water helped to pull the fish nets onto the land. They gave me a chance because I was desperate and really need the job, and we needed to eat. Then I had a catch. I had a share of the fish, and then I sold half. Then I brought the other half home for us to eat. They put fish from the nets into buckets. There are lots of fish. The beautiful green coastline. In a living room, Manny, wearing a red check shirt, talks.
One time, there's happened between the rebel and the army. The rebel first, they asked for water because our house is, you know, on the top of the mountain, and then it's hard to get there. And then after 20 minutes, the group of army passed by our house. They asked if my mother see a group of people with arms, and my mother is alive. No, we didn't see the group. The army left, and after maybe 20 to 30 minutes, 500 meters from our house.
Rebels fire machine guns, the soldiers fire back, men fall. Manny closes his eyes.
I saw dead army, and I saw cut head of the rebel. I was 5 years old. So we decided to go down and live in the town, which is Sarangani.
A sign on an archway reads Sarangani Province, Province Capital.
In the town, and that first time that I saw the car, and I'm so scared with the car. I said, oh, what is that?
The roads are busy with cars.
Then the jeepney, and then the tricycle, every time that they pass, and then I'm hiding because I don't know what is that. The television is, I was so amazed because, you know, I saw a lot of people in the screen, and I go, you know, at the back at the television and looking for, you know, there's a lot of people there. I go like this. This is the TV, and then this is the TV, and I go like this.
He looks behind it,
looking for people.
A photo of his family.
Manny dropped out of school in the sixth grade. Going hungry week in and week out, he sold warm donuts in the street to survive. He would go without eating so his mother or siblings could eat. By age 12, Manny had become the man of the family. No longer able to afford to live on their own, his family was forced to move in with Manny's uncle.
In a yard, a chicken pecks at feed in a bowl, two dogs yap, a cockerel. Manny's uncle in the garden, he puts food out for the chickens. He says, Manny was the first person I trained. Even without shoes, he jogged. And I saw in him his passion. I also saw they didn't have money to send him to school. That's why I trained him. Manny's uncle puts two sets of old boxing gloves on a table. They look the worse for wear. These were the first gloves Manny used when I started to teach him boxing. When he used them, he was only 12 years old. These are the memories that he will never forget. A photo of a young Manny in boxing gear.
One Sunday, he registered me for a boxing match at the park. Thank God I won the fight. I made 100 pesos, which is about $2. I keep on fighting and I was always winning. There was a tournament, the Mindanao Open. For 1 week, I fought every day. I won on Monday. Then came Tuesday, I won again.
A photo of a victorious Manny.
Then on Wednesday, I fought for the bronze medal. Thursday, I won for the silver. Then on Saturday, I won the gold medal.
Another photo of teenage Manny. Capital city of the Philippines, the urban sprawl continues for as far as the eye can see, skyscrapers in the distance. A tram in the middle of a busy road, a roundabout with a monument, a large square with stalls, a slum, vehicles that look like small buses painted in bright colours.
Manny couldn't fight for $2 purses the rest of his life. He had to leave his family to help them. At age 13, he stowed away on a three-day-long boat ride to Manila. He had no money and no food.
Dionysia Pacquiao, mother. It was Manny and I. The two of us looked for ways to get out of poverty. I was really surprised. I received a letter saying, I'm already in Manila, Mom. I cried. But Manny said, if I asked for permission to go to Manila, you will never permit it. I'm sorry, Mom, but I'm earning a living here so we can get out of our poverty. My perseverance isn't just for me. This is for all of us. I asked, are you boxing there in Manila? Oh, we're here in Malabon, Mom. We live here, at the gym.
I didn't have any relatives to live with in Manila, so I sleep in the ring at night. I wanted to become a professional boxer, so I went to sign up for a boxing license. They told me the required age is 18, but I was only 16. So I lied and told them I was 18 years old. At that time, I weighed 98 pounds, which was 10 pounds under the minimum weight. So in order to make weight, I put heavy objects in my pockets to make me heavier.
Footage of a young Manny sitting in a boxing ring at a match.
Pacquiao, very impressive young fighter. at the beginning, he had no finesse. He threw punches from way out, from left and from the right, and he just go parambara bara. He just go forward, attacking without any rhyme or reason or style or finesse.
Here goes Pacquiao with a good combination. Jose looking a little bit of trouble there.
Look at Manny Pacquiao trying to psych out Armand Rossell now.
But in any case, Manny had a passion for boxing. He saw it as a way of improving the quality of life of his family.
Pacquiao nails him with a long looping right and another left. They are really slugging it out, but Rossell is getting a bad beating from Pacquiao here.
Pacquiao,
the crowd roaring on his feet.
I'm not sure if Rossell is getting up. No, he has been counted out.
His opponents were very often much bigger. They look much bigger than him.
Ronnie Nathaniels, sportscaster.
Every time he entered the ring, he kind of gets scared. Can he do this? Can he handle this guy? And he did. Amazingly, he did.
Manny Pacquiao! Pacquiao! And so it's Ronnie with the right and hurt him.
And that's why Pacquiao is leaning against the ropes. Pacquiao on the defensive.
Oh!
Manny Pacquiao stalking his...
All out aggression here, coming from the 19-year-old boy.
He's looking for a coup de grace, and he cannot pass.
It's over.
He's out.
Manny defeats opponent after opponent. The young Manny is interviewed after a fight. I want to greet my fellow man in General Santos City. I wish you all well. I know that you miss me. I already won here. I thank you for your support and your prayers. Because of you, I won by knockout. Thanks to all of you who supported me, especially my mom and my girlfriend, Jinky Jamora, my mom, my dad, my siblings, all my loved ones, to all my fans, please don't lose hope. Jinky Pacquiao, wife. I was pregnant during his fight in Antipolo. That was my first experience to see him fight. The fight.
Where's his opponent around so that he has an advantage?
Manny gets hit.
That was a punch!
In the audience, she covers her eyes. They wanted me to leave because I was 6 months pregnant. At first, my uncle asked, how can a boxer be capable of supporting you? But I thought it through carefully and prayed to God that he's really the one for me. She nods earnestly.
Yeah, po si Manny Pacquiao ng Pilipinas.
After we got married, I went to practice with him every day. At another boxing match, Jinky and an old woman watched the fight.
He's down! Gabriel Mireto with a couple of lifts by Manny Pacquiao in round number two! He is dazed!
Manny had run out of opponents. He and his team headed to the United States seeking new opposition and opportunity. Manny's manager, Rod Nazario, looked for a trainer. Their last stop was in Los Angeles at the Wild Card Boxing Club, where they met trainer Freddie Roach.
Freddie.
I always said, you never know when the next Muhammad Ali is going to walk through your door. You never know. And then one day, this little Filipino kid, 122 pounds, and he comes up to me, can barely speak English. His manager, Mr. Nazario, says, we hear you're pretty good in the mitts. I says, I'm okay. And he says, this is Manny Pacquiao. He says, will you work the mitts with him? I said, sure. After one round, we clicked like we knew each other our whole lives. We didn't miss a punch. I went over to my corner and I said, wow, can this kid fight? He went to Mr. Nazario and said, we have a new trainer.
In the wild card gym, Manny punches a punch bag with lightning speed. Freddie watches.
Freddie Roach follows the line of the great trainers. There's almost like the great art is passed down from master to pupil.
They are a dynamic duo of a team. You look at great fighters of the past, they often had a trainer that they trusted, and you see it here with Manny and Freddie.
That was Gareth Davies and Gary Poole, both journalists. Manny and Freddie spar in a boxing ring.
I always felt like he was one of the smartest boxing guys ever. And when you are a fan of the sport and you pay attention to who the guys are behind the scenes, who have, taken fighters with a lot of potential to that ultimate level, he's the best at bringing out of fighters.
That was Mark Wahlberg, actor. Larry Merchant, sportscaster.
Freddie Roach, given the arc of his career as a fighter turned trainer, and Manny Pacquiao as a fighter who wanted to be as good as he could be, giving himself over to a top trainer who had learned under a kind of Zen master trainer, Eddie Futch.
Eddie managed me up till the point where he wanted me to retire. You know, I was 26 years old. I thought I could still obtain the chance of winning a world title. So I fought those last six fights without management. I should have listened to Eddie, but I didn't. And then, you know, maybe my life would be completely different now. Maybe I wouldn't have Parkinson's. Maybe I wouldn't have trauma problems from being hit. But, you know, the thing is, it was my choice. And other than that, I think I just live life to its fullest. And a full life for me is 12 hours a day at the wild card.
Joaquin Henson, sportscaster.
When Manny started to train seriously, he had no fight lined up. The IBF super bantamweight champion, Lelo Ladwaba of South Africa, didn't have a challenger for a fight at the MGM Grand. It was 2 weeks before the fight. They went up and down the rankings, and they couldn't find anyone in the top five who wanted to take on Ladwaba at short notice. Then they went to number six. The name was Manny Pacquiao.
Tail of the tape, Felicianola Ladwaba against Manny Pacquiao. I'll get it right, Pacquiao.
We're such big underdogs. It's like 44-1 shot. And people said Ladwaba is the most feared 22-pounder in the world from South Africa. He's a killer. But I knew I had something special. I didn't know how special, but the thing is, I knew he could really fight.
Boom! I think this guy just hit so hard that Ladwaba is totally on the defensive. He took this fight on only 2 weeks' notice, only came here to America 10 days ago, and he is banging Ladwaba right now. And another big right hand upstairs, and now he's got Ladwaba bleeding badly.
There's a weariness and almost a resignation in the eyes of Ladwaba.
That's a TKO victory for the very impressive Manny Pacquiao.
I had never seen him. I frankly had never heard of him. But I've seen and heard of him now.
And you want to see him again.
I want to see him again.
I do too.
When I told all these sports guys about how good Manny is, and I said, watch him, he's going to beat Ladwaba, people started believing in Manny Pacquiao. So we're in Texas. And, you know, we had a really good training camp for Barrera. At the weigh-in, there's a pool table. So Manny set up this shot. It was six balls. He's going to sink six balls in one shot. First try. They all went in. I called up my friend. I said, hey, make the bet. Bet Pacquiao by knockout.
I wouldn't send him out for the 12th round, Manny. No. I don't care how proud he is. There's no way a great fighter should have to go through three more minutes of this.
No, because Pacquiao is not backing off. If you had a guy that was
he's getting hurt.
Up,
here comes Barrera's corner. Barrera's corner man is up on the apron. He's going to step into the ring. That's a good decision. Yeah. Finally. They could have done that two rounds ago.
A great finish by Pacquiao. A valiant effort by Barrera.
Well, it sets Pacquiao up for some huge fights and some big money in the future. Good. It's reported that of the $700,000 purse that was directed toward Pacquiao tonight, he himself is only going to get $300,000 of it. So he deserves the chance to make big money in the future.
He's going to make a lot of big money now as a result of this performance tonight.
A superstar emerges in San Antonio. Filipino star Manny Pacquiao.
Manny's really changed my life also because I was content with him knocking people out with the big left hand. But then when we fought Morales...
Pacquiao's trainer Freddie Roach says he's been too left-hand dominant to beat Morales. He'll have to use his lead hand, his right hand, more and better. Morales very wary about Pacquiao's left-hand power. And I think it's clear right now, Manny Pacquiao isn't going to deck Eric Morales with one big shot.
Oh.
Great right-hand lead.
Oh.
Wobbles Pacquiao again.
And then when we lost to Morales, and I said, you know what? I can't be satisfied with what I have here. I got to do a better job. I got to make him a more complete fighter. I said, I'm not going to stop working on the right hand until it's as good as the left.
In the fight, Manny gets hit hard. His face is bloodied.
He had no idea what I was up to. Finally, I said, Manny, I'm just working on getting you confidence. in both hands. And he just smiled at me and, you know, he just continued working. And then when he knocked the guy out with the hook for the first time, I said, we're here.
Manny and Freddie practice in a ring. At a real fight.
Right hand by Pacquiao drives Morales back. He fires another right hand. He's been so good with the right hand tonight.
Great victory for Pacquiao.
At the gym, a birthday cake for Manny. A fight. Manny knocks his opponent down, he raises a hand in victory. A photo of Manny and Jinky on their wedding day, both dressed in white. Manny holds two kids, a photo of them as a family. Manny stands in the ring as people cheer. In a church, Manny crosses himself. Manny holds his little girl in his arms, he gives her a kiss. Manny beams and holds his hands in the air. The belt he's won hangs over his shoulder.
There were large chunks of money that HBO is paying as a licensing fee for a fight. In some instances, less than half went to Manny Pacquiao.
Joshua Dubin, attorney.
Murad Muhammad and his promotional company, M&M, had entered into this secret agreement with Pacquiao's managers at the time, the Nazarios. He was funneling money to a company, money that rightfully should have gone to Manny Pacquiao, to the manager. So you stop right there and you say, why is the promoter ever sharing money with the manager, especially without the fighter knowing about it? This is the Ali Act, firewall between promoters and managers. It is unlawful for a promoter to have a direct or indirect financial interest in the management of a boxer. So he tried to claim that the Nazarios weren't really Manny Pacquiao's manager, that they were somehow his co-promoter, which would have made it okay for him to share money with them. There's no central agency regulating this. What other sport do you have where a guy, every second of every round, is risking his life, literally, putting it all on the line, and why shouldn't he get every cent that he's owed?
Manny signs some forms and Rod Nazario, Manny's manager, sits next to him and counts out a wad of cash. He puts the cash in his wallet.
A promoter's job is to make as much money as the promoter can for himself. A promoter wants to make money. That's why they're in business.
Thomas Hauser, journalist.
But it's the fighter's job to have the proper business representatives to negotiate with the promoter.
Personally. Murad, the promoter, chats to people.
Certainly Bob Arum has done a wonderful job of building Manny Pacquiao as a commercial attraction. But no promoter is Mother Teresa. Golden Boy certainly isn't Mother Teresa. Don King isn't. Lou DiBella isn't. Bob Arum isn't. It comes with the territory.
Bob Arum, promoter.
I was spoiled when I started promoting, because I started with Muhammad Ali. As I spent more time in the business, I had attractions who weren't Muhammad Ali. And therefore, I had to take a larger role to bring attention to the product that I was selling.
A company, Top Rank.
No matter what you say about promoters, good, bad, or indifferent, and I'm sure Bob himself has heard bad, but they have an eye for talent.
Posters advertising fights on the walls.
Bob Arum has become and has remained one of the major forces in the sport longer than almost any promoter or any body, because he has an eye for talent. That's what gives us great fights.
A boxing historian.
Freddie!
Bob and Freddie shake hands.
Yeah.
No, we close.
You know, Bob Arum, he's a character, of course, first of all. I fought for Bob for 9 years, so I know him well.
Everything going good here?
Great. Best first week we've ever had.
Good. Let's hope it continues.
He's been around boxing for a long, long time, and for him to say Manny's the best fighter he's ever had of all time is a very, very, very strong statement.
Michael Conks, advisor.
I'll be right back when I get out of the elevator.
Michael is very valuable. Without Michael, it would be hell promoting Manny.
I'd like to send you on an errand.
I haven't even bought the ticket yet. 725 text messages. I can't find yours.
As always, been a pleasure.
That's what I need. Can you get somebody to get me 10 copies of 24/7?
I said it's been a pleasure, and that led you to say I need 10 copies of 24/7?
Because Manny asked me.
Regardless of what Manny said, there's no room.
There's no room. I don't sign autographs. I'll take a picture, but...
No.
Manny's not signing.
A man in uniform and on stilts passes Michael.
Well, you guys can't air any of this anyway until I sign a release.
Michael Conns came onto the scene in the mid-2000s. Freddie introduced Michael to Manny. Freddie has often said that it was the biggest mistake of his life.
He would like to impose himself and to show everybody that I am next to Manny Pacquiao. Of course, maybe it's his ego trip. I don't know.
But, man, you need to... And if you don't want to get paid, then don't sign it. But if you want to get paid, you have to sign the document.
Sign away.
Can we...
Manny signs the document.
It's not very simple. It's not exclusive. If they want to sign more cards, they have to come renegotiate.
When I first started approximately 8 years ago, I was really not doing anything except if he wanted to ask me something, he would ask me for my advice. And as time progressed, I started handling the boxing. We got rid of his prior manager and then, got more involved in the boxing. Now I handle all the financing, disbursement of monies, receiving of the monies.
Just make sure I get the money.
You will get your money. You have Bob's backing.
That's right, too. I handle millions of dollars. Everything is very well documented. I can account for every single penny if I have to.
There really wasn't any documentation on accounting. Nothing was done. No receipts were kept, nothing was recorded, everything was kind of handwritten done, handwritten. Yeah, I spent this on this, and I spent on this.
That's enough, boss, or you need more?
But we can't do it that way.
Why can't stand a mountain?
Manny signs a T-shirt.
Hey, then this one, man, with a smaller pen, this is because they're making the card, one special card with your picture on it. So that's the signature line, so I need you to sign in the box so they can scan it and put it on the card.
On a piece of paper. Manny looks really annoyed.
It makes sense. I'm hoping it's going to make dollars, not cents. Dollars.
Michael Conns is just probably the most miserable person on earth. Anything that feels good would kill him. Sex has to be an impossible act for him because that requires enjoyment.
At the wildcard gym, Manny sits on a stool in one of the rings.
When I first came aboard, Manny had a lot of chronic problems. He had shin splints, he had, plantar fasciitis, he had shoulder problems. He just did the same thing every day. There was nothing really challenging about it.
Concentrate, focus.
Alex Ariza, strength and conditioning trainer.
Keep it tight.
Manny circles a kind of weighted ball with handles around his head.
Alex Ariza has done a lot for Manny in terms of strength and conditioning.
Squeeze time. I like it.
The moment he came in, Pacquiao put on power, speed, and explosiveness.
Manny does training exercises. He balances on exercise balls.
Squeeze as hard as you can. Stop it. Hold it.
He does burpees with a weighted ball.
I think Alex is the best strength and conditioning coach in the world.
Manny pulls on an elastic cord with handles.
He's learned to be the best in the world, and he's learned with Manny Pacquiao.
Alex.
Even Freddie says sometimes, don't get too close to these guys. But when you wake up with them, and you eat with them, and they're with them all day, I think the relationship then becomes no longer coach and athlete. It becomes friends, almost being brothers, because you're together for so long.
In the ring, Manny gives Alex a friendly jab. Manny clutches his left arm and... Manny grins. On a bus, Manny spits water at Alex. Manny laughs at Alex. In the gym, Alex pushes Manny's left arm down. They laugh.
You know, anytime he's hurt, he comes to you. When he's hungry, he comes to you. When he doesn't feel right, he comes to you. When something's not right, he comes to you. So the relationship just evolves that way. I think it's inevitable.
Manny stands in the corner of a ring.
One moment of silence, please!
Everyone at Wildcard Gym bows their head for the silence.
The news broke that De La Hoya Pacquiao was going to go off. He said, dude, I can't believe I'm fighting my idol. I used to watch Oscar when I was a little kid.
Freddie holds up pads and Manny hits them.
I had just barely got him to 135. Now I have to make him jump two more weight classes to 147. And it's Oscar De La Hoya. It's one thing if you're jumping two weight classes to fight some cheeseburger, but we're fighting one of the best fighters in boxing. He was not only the face of boxing, but a dangerous fighter. Not to mention, Freddie said it's going to destroy both of our careers if Manny gets beat.
Alex sprays water from a bottle into Manny's mouth and on his face.
Looking good, bruv.
Do your thing, man. Just wanted to say hello.
Fast, he's fearless, and he's got a lot of power. You know, Donald De La Hoya is a lot bigger, but he's got too much power, too much heart.
Dude, if I were Oscar fight, that would be the guy. God, don't get over here. What are you trying to do, man? Why would he want to fight him?
That was Evander Holyfield, boxer. At the Wildcard Gym, Manny's in a ring. He moves around, throwing punches and shifting his weight from foot to foot with incredible speed. An advert on a bus, the dream match, De La Hoya versus Pacquiao.
We're focused on speed. We're trying to develop the power, and I think it's depend what's De La Hoya's style in the ring.
My motivation has been his skills. My motivation has been his youth, his speed, his power. My motivation has been his relentlessness inside that ring. That's what really drove me to go to the gym every single day, to feel no pain. Manny Pacquiao is a fighter. That's why I'm looking forward to this fight. It's gonna be fun.
Everybody said that De La Hoya was too big and was gonna massacre him. And there was a bill in the Philippines to ban the fight because he would get killed.
The objective is to protect the pride of our nation, protect him from a possible debacle that may be detrimental to his health. Some say this will be a circus because we see a big man fighting a small man.
De La Hoya was like Goliath to our David in Manny Pacquiao. People thought he was crazy. I thought he was crazy, but not to the point of going to Congress to stop the fight. No. Why would you stop a guy from his march towards greatness?
At the fight.
Okay, Oscar, Manny, you both received your instructions in the dressing room. I want a good, clean fight. Obey my commands at all times, above all, protect yourself at all times. Let's go.
They dance around each other.
The height differential did not show up so graphically at the weigh-in yesterday. Today, they do look 4 inches apart in height.
He is bending his head so that there is almost no height difference between
right.
them.
And Pacquiao lands a brilliant uppercut, and if there was doubt coming in as to whether Pacquiao could affect De La Hoya with his punching power, there shouldn't be any doubt anymore.
Manny punches De La Hoya in the face.
It's Pacquiao's quickness dominating the slower De La Hoya.
Now, he may make it hard to find you, and he's taking chances. He's starting to make mistakes. He can't handle your speed, son.
What is the feeling of a fighter when he's in there with somebody who's always beating him to the punch? This is getting embarrassing.
Manny Pacquiao looks largely untouched, and he is gradually reconfiguring De La Hoya's beautiful face.
This fight's going to probably end up being stopped.
Manny Pacquiao is annihilating Oscar De La Hoya. Pacquiao is making De La Hoya look old, slow, ineffectual. Cody Weeks has a tough decision in front of him.
Listen, if you keep taking punches, I'm stopping the fight. Okay?
This could be the end of the fight.
That's it. It's going.
Fight is on.
Manny Pacquiao has beaten Oscar De La Hoya.
Certainly the furthest thing from anybody's mind was that he was going to dominate and stop Oscar De La Hoya and end his career. And in effect, it was the beginning of a whole new career for Pacquiao.
Manny raises his arms victoriously once again.
Pacquiao!
Manny celebrates in the street. In the Philippines, a parade, confetti floating through the air.
The millions of people from Metro Manila, from all walks of life, coming out, wanting a piece of him, maybe catching him on TV,
just to see his motorcade pass by. That was one great proud moment for this country.
Manny greets people, he kisses a woman on the cheek, he stands in front of a crowd and waves. In a cathedral, press photograph Manny. Kneeling, Manny prays, then takes communion.
You have to understand Manny Pacquiao's mentality. Manny Pacquiao believes that he is where he is because of God. That what he's done is God's will.
Showtime.
Manny, who's gonna win the fight? He said, I think I will. You gonna knock him out? Well, that's up to God.
The best fighter in the world!
He says God will decide. I say the guy who's prepared the best will win. So I know I have both.
Freddie grins. Another fight. Manny swiftly dodges the other guy's punches, then counterattacks. Manny hits him to the floor. Manny leans into the corner of the ring, hiding his face.
The favorite part for me about Manny is when he's coming into the ring and he doesn't look focused. And he just comes out with this big smile and he's just waving at everybody. And it's like,
he doesn't look like a man who fears he's going to lose. It's almost as if you feel the light of God behind him. And he knows that God is following him into the ring.
Walking through the arena, Manny crosses himself.
You would never know that he's going to fight. And that's his energy. That's not some made-up persona. And then he can flip the switch.
Round one begins. Pacquiao hits Cotto with a hard left hand. And another. Manny landed a little right hook in there. And follows up by knocking Cotto down. Now it's Cotto who's back as he gets the rope. And he fights his way off. And goes down again.
And Cotto is hurt by that knockdown. There he goes again. He can assist the right punch to go at the right time.
Cotto backs into the corner. He's in big trouble now. The fight could end in a matter of seconds.
We thought Manny Pacquiao was great. He's better than we thought.
And he's adorned with belts.
For now, we're going to enjoy our very good victory tonight. And, you know, I always thank God for the fans who always support us and to all the people who came in tonight, to all the, you know, boxing fans around the globe. Thank you very much for all your support.
Are we going to see What Pac-Man 2 coming out?
What Pac-Man? Don't miss it. It's going to be a good movie.
Footage from that movie, Manny Pacquiao in What Pac-Man. In a warehouse, a man in a skin-tight red superhero-style outfit, where Pac-Man fights a man who looks semi-robotic and has a pair of scissors instead of a right hand. He kicks where Pac-Man, who falls, but starts to fly.
He played a superhero, I believe, and it was horrible. We gotta talk to him. Maybe do some stuff that's worthy of him.
Where Pac-Man is indeed Manny.
You know, I'm hoping we get to do a movie together. You know? Nice action movie that takes place, you know, probably in the Philippines and the United States, kind of like a, you know, big action adventure.
Ethan!
Now Manny's in camos. A woman shouts over to him, Idel, surrender now, but he fires at a group of soldiers. Ethan! They all fire back and Manny is hit. Manny in various advertising campaigns. He holds a bottle of aftershave. He's on a billboard. He's on a watch. He poses for a photograph. He's on the front of Health Today magazine. He plays basketball.
Millions of hits.
He advertises McDonald's and Hennessy whiskey. He's on the front cover of Time magazine.
His name is Manny Pacquiao, and he's generating excitement not seen in the ring since Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard, or Muhammad Ali.
Manny Pacquiao has that glow, that superstar charm, and he's as close to as I can see a worldwide figure like a Muhammad Ali was. Both of them were superstars, knew how to handle it, and represented something.
Manny stands in the middle of a crowd and performs his skills with speed and elegance. Jinky says, of course, when you're famous, there are many that want a picture or autograph, but that's how it is. Because when you have fans, it's also important that you are nice to them. Of course, we also know that they are also instrumental. Of course, it's hard, but I'm able to manage. She nods.
Manny!
Fans are gathered around Manny.
I follow Manny Pacquiao around the Philippines, and it's like following Elvis Presley and JFK combined into one person.
In the Philippines, Manny waves to his fans. He and his entourage are escorted through a crowd. Members of the crowd wave Filipino flags.
And I started hearing about his singing and seeing little videos on the internet, and we thought it would be fun to have him on the show, and we thought it would be fun to have him sing while he was on the show, and we were very right.
Here now with their rendition of the John Lennon classic, Will Ferrell and Manny Pacquiao.
That was Jimmy Kimmel, talk show host. Will Ferrell and Manny sit on two stools and hold mics.
Imagine there's no country. It isn't hard to do.
No, it isn't. Manny Pacquiao.
Imagine all the people.
Even though he doesn't have what you would call a classical voice, he likes to sing. And either he thinks he's a great singer or everyone around him is too scared to tell him that he's not the world's greatest singer. But he loves to sing, and it's fun to hear him sing. So in a way, he is a great singer.
And the world will be a soul's world.
Manny grins. Jimmy walks up behind them.
Wow, thanks, guys. Will Ferrell and Manny Pacquiao. We'll be right back.
The Records Tower.
Yeah, Manny loves these songs from the 70s and 80s, these love ballads, and it just seems so odd coming out of a guy who could punch you in the face 40 times while he was blinking. And I think in a way that makes him scarier.
You might want to try it. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much.
And just hold the
much. Too much.
Instead of
the fact that this is what he listens to and that he's got this tender side, it, to me, if I was getting in the ring with him, that would make me doubly terrified.
Honesty's too much.
Or you can do that, and that's fine, but you can also go,
the honesty's too much.
The honesty's too much.
Beautiful.
I want to hold you till I die. Shall we both break down and cry? Till we both break down and cry.
Yeah, so cry is the same as much.
Till we both break down and cry.
Beautiful.
I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's fantastic.
I wanna hold you till I die. Till we both break down and cry.
He's with Dan Hill, singer-songwriter.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to just one other thing, too, I'd like to have, just as a choice.
I wanna hold you till I die. Till we both break down and cry. I wanna hold you till the fear in me subsides.
Dan covers his mouth and Manny turns away.
Beautiful. Beautiful singing. What a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're amazing.
In sunglasses and a black coat, Manny boards a plane.
Manny had already won 7 world titles and 7 weight classes. But the people behind Manny needed another way to sell it. They hoped to take him from a popular boxer to a legendary one.
The greatest credit to boxing, Manny Pacquiao.
To reach an unprecedented 8th weight class title, a feat never achieved in the sport, he would have to defeat Antonio Margarito, a champion who weighed almost 20 pounds more than Manny.
Well, what you've got, Sandy, is a man who's got everything to lose and very little to gain. He's already won 7 a championship, 7 divisional titles, more than any man in history. He wins an 8th. Well, on the other hand, Antonio Margarito, who's got everything to gain and very little to lose. He has already lost, if you will, credibility, having had been found to have wrapped hands that were basically loaded, suspended for a year.
Although I'm spent most of my life as a boxing promoter, I'm a lawyer. And this hurt me more than anything, because fair is fair and justice is justice. And we don't convict a man because of innuendo and suspicion. As far as the record is concerned, This man did nothing wrong.
Do you in your heart believe that he knew that those reps were loaded?
Of course. I know he know.
Would you know if someone were putting extra things in your hand wraps? You would know that?
He's got a tough opponent. Margarito almost dwarfs him in size, has a 7.5-inch reach.
A topless Margarito shows off his muscles.
And everyone asks every fight, how far is that bridge that Manny Pacquiao has to cross? And he does it again and again. The question is always, what is the bridge too far for him?
Manny poses with his fists up next to Margarito, who's taller and broader than him. Manny stands on the street in a boxing dressing gown.
Every time Manny fights, the entire country is in a standstill. You can see anybody on the street. Everybody's in their homes watching and waiting for the fight of Manny Pacquiao.
Manny walks through a huge arena.
Zero crime in the entire country. The rebels, the secessionists, ceasefire. Everybody's in a ceasefire. That's how it is when Manny fights.
In the ring, Manny and Margarito.
It's bigger than boxing. It's bigger than being a prize fighter. His journey now is about fighting and winning for a people. Every time he goes out there, he's winning for them. Huge burden, but he accepts it.
In the ring, Manny's up against the ropes and Margarito is jabbing at him. Filipinos everywhere watch, entranced. Manny hits at Margarito, who has his fist held up.
Most of these people here, they were so ashamed of who we were as a race. Manny Pacquiao helped us to reclaim our true identity.
In the ring, Manny's throwing the punches. He gets hit under the chin. Freddie talks to him in the corner during a break. Manny punches Margarito in the face.
The issue is not Margarito's eye at this moment, it's his brain. How many clean headshots
can one man take?
Pacquiao looking towards the ref, asking him to stop the fight.
How much punishment do you want him to take?
Margarito has a very swollen eye. Manny hits Margarito again, who staggers about. Filipinos watching the fight together all go nuts. At the arena, Manny raises his fists.
If you're a Filipino, your head is definitely, you're hanging it high right now. Knowing that the best fighter in the world is a Filipino.
In the arena, people crowd around Manny, including Bob Arum. The belt is put on Manny, who smiles and raises his left arm in the air.
Let's go, guys.
Manny had just won world titles in 8 weight classes. He had taken more punishment than he had ever endured. He was cloaked in glory, but the fight had changed him.
Manny's interviewed. A woman holds a mic and a man films on a camera. He says, "Really, this was the hardest fight of my life. It can't always be like this. You know, I've had many fights, but I didn't think it would be this hard."
A life in boxing was fulfilling, but uniting people through 12 rounds of fighting felt short-lived. Manny's journey would soon take another direction.
A sign reads, House of Representatives.
My dream is to focus as a politician. A lot of politicians is corrupt, so I don't want to be like them. I want to serve people honestly.
Press and crowds surround Manny as he goes into the House of Representatives.
Mr. Speaker, my dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The victory over Margarito, the 8th championship belt in the different weight division, is not mine alone. It belongs to every Filipino. The Filipino people have shown once more to the world that a Filipino can excel a world-class arena because of hard work, dedication, and faith in God Almighty. As your colleague, let me thank our President, His Excellency Benigno Aquino, because of his promise that he will help the province of Sarangani build its first public hospital.
Manny speaks at a rally.
One of the flagship of Manny as a congressman is the promise to his people to give them a hospital. The province has been there for quite some time and we don't have a public hospital. So this is a promise that was made to the people and a promise that shall be done by Manny Pacquiao.
A billboard's unveiled. It's an advert for the new hospital. A bronze statue of a figure with a spear. Soldiers take photos of a woman with a bunch of roses. Press take photos. Manny gets out of a vehicle wearing a medal and heads in.
I have a responsibility to serve people, to give back what God gave to me.
He takes a seat in some kind of assembly.
A lot of people are saying that Manny Pacquiao will become a resident of Malacañang. It's the White House of the Philippines. I think it will happen.
Manny has done Filipinos proud because he's a tremendous boxer. But I cannot say, for heaven's sake, that he's going to be as good a politician as he is a boxer. Doesn't work that way.
Winnie Monsod, professor at the University of the Philippines.
He will have to make a choice as to what his priorities are. You've got these loves in your life. You've got boxing. You've got politics. You've got gambling. You've got mistresses. All right? And then you've got your people of Sarangani. What priority are you going to give them? That's the question he has to decide first. Unless, of course, you think that he can do everything at the same time.
Winnie smiles cynically. On TV, a split-screen interview.
We welcome into SportsCenter the former number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather. Floyd, welcome back. We've missed you, Floyd.
Hey, how you doing? I'm not no former number one pound-for-pound fighter. I'm just saying I'm the best fighter in the sport of boxing. No one has dethroned me, so how am I not pound-for-pound the best fighter in the world? You tell me.
Because you're retired?
Have I ever been beat?
Floyd has the right to talk shit because he's never been beaten. And he's that good. And I don't think it's a no-brainer that Manny just goes in there and beats him. But it's the fight.
I would love to see that be Manny's last fight and retire. Because you know what? There's nowhere else to go. I mean, why go any further than that?
He avoided no one. He's a throwback. He's like the old days when people fought the very best. Every time he stepped up. He fought the best available.
And he continues to do what boxing fans have always wanted Floyd to do. Make fights against the biggest, most threatening opponents. And once the bell rings, go to war.
The whole boxing world, Floyd, has been clamoring for this Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
It's Pacquiao and Mayweather. I mean, that's the fight. It's one of those fights where it's very competitive. That's why it's so compelling to a lot of people all over the world.
What is it going to take to get these two boxers best pound for pound in the ring?
No, I'm not ducking and dodging nobody. You know what it is.
No, what is it? Is Bob Arum? Is that the reason?
Well, you got to talk to Bob Arum, not me.
I would love to do that fight. Love it. Manny would love it. But it takes two to tango.
The first time we had a little issue about the blood test.
Right.
Second negotiations, we agreed to everything. There was no, and Floyd said no.
Where was this guy at? He just all of a sudden just pop up, just become good, and just punching hard just out the blue. Just out of the blue?
Now, how in the hell do you beat a guy 150 pounds that can fight way better than a guy you were fighting at 105 pounds? It ain't no way possible.
You can't use rational thinking with a Mayweather.
Their allegation is they're trying to ruin my name in boxing.
Who might be next?
It doesn't matter.
All right, how about Manny Pacquiao?
If he wants it, he can get it.
I want that fight because the people want that fight, want to see that good fight, but... You know, it's up to him if he's going to fight with me.
He is saying that he has capitulated to any and all drug testing mandates that you have incorporated. He has called you out.
Did Floyd duck Manny Pacquiao?
Yes.
I have to believe that Floyd is ducking.
I've never ducked or dodged no opponent, so stop. So stop.
If Floyd wants to fight him, the fight will happen. If Floyd doesn't want to fight him, the fight won't.
He'd rather turn down $40 million than take a chance of getting that one loss.
Who hits harder, him or Mayweather?
Him.
Do you think Mayweather is afraid of you?
Manny thinks.
Do you think he doesn't want to fight you and that's why he's trying to...
I think it's not ready for the fight.
When they mention Pacquiao, they say, who is that? They say, that's the guy that we're trying to get to fight, Floyd Mayweather. When they say Floyd Mayweather, they say, that's an all-time great.
Everyone's going to always question him, though. Why didn't you fight Pacquiao?
Are you ever going to fight Manny Pacquiao?
Once again, Bob Arum is Manny Pacquiao's boss. Floyd Mayweather is his own boss.
So once he's free from Bob Arum,
Will the fight happen? Absolutely.
Mayweather Promotions wants it. Manny wants it. The only person that is holding it up is Bob Arum.
Boxing doesn't need this fight. And in my opinion, this fight, that fight will never, ever happen. Ever, ever happen.
No matter how much those two guys want to fight each other, you know, the politics won't let it happen.
To lead you through today's press conference will be Hall of Fame promoter and CEO of Top Rank, Bob Arum.
When they first fought, I was Juan Manuel's promoter.
In the ring.
He's hurt now. He's hurt. Moving his hand at all. It's a straight back.
The bout is a draw.
Second fight, I was Manny's promoter.
And new captain, Manny Pacquiao.
Now, this fight, I promote both of them.
Manny's in the gym training again. On camera.
Hi, I'm Manny Pacquiao. I beat him once. I beat him twice. And this time will be the fight, the third and final.
Don't do it again.
In the gym, Manny whacks a guy playfully.
There's no set schedule. Not too many fighters I would wait for in my life, but he's won 8 world titles, so I will wait for him. But that's how it goes.
I can describe the schedule of Manny Pacquiao as hectic and erratic. You'll never know when we will be there.
Manny plays golf. Jinky says, of course, there are a lot of things you're obliged to do, but sometimes I wonder, can I do this? Can I really take this?
It's frustrating at times, but you have to understand the time schedule that Manny creates for himself. It's unbelievable. There's times where the only sleep we get is while we're driving from one city to the next in the car.
We wish you all the best of luck against Juan Marquez for the third time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You know, and I tell Manny, your body's like a car. I don't care if you buy a $200,000 Ferrari. You drive it every day and don't take it for maintenance. It's going to break.
A crowd is gathered around Manny. People take photos.
He was always an expert at dividing his time, knowing just how much to give to this, just how much to give to that.
So, nabasa mo yung buong bill, and how long did you study the bill?
How come you still say that it's abortion when the bill is not?
I'm not saying the bill is not abortion. I'm saying that this bill is totally abortion.
When being a congressman didn't come as easy as maybe he thought it was going to be, and he found himself having to apply more of his attention and studying and researching and reading and staying up nights learning, I think that's why it affected us in the ring. And that took away from boxing. And I think we paid for it. We did. I think he did.
Manny throws punches in the ring. In a hotel corridor.
You can have so many things going on in your life. But when your relationship is affected...
We can't go without Jinky.
I don't know what room, you know?
You're not there. You know, Manny, who's used to having such the same routine, you know, Jinky gets down on the week before the fight, you know, her not being there in the hotel room with him, not being in the same bed with him, I mean, that's Manny's kryptonite.
A man tapes up Manny's hands.
Most people look at boxing as a physical competition, but it's mostly a mental battle.
His hands taped, he ties his shoelaces.
When a fighter steps between the ropes, he carries everything into the ring with him. And if his mind doesn't follow, neither does his heart.
In the ring, in slow motion, Manny gets punched on the nose. He gets punched in the face twice, and a solid right hook catches him squarely on the jaw. He sits in the corner of the ring, and someone holds gauze to a cut on his brow.
Marquez's corner thinks he's winning. Freddie Roach wants to see Pacquiao put this guy on his ass, and the crowd seems to think Marquez is winning.
Marquez attacks Manny again.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the MGM Grand, we go to the scorecards after 12 World Championship rounds. The winner by majority decision and still WBO welterweight champion of the world, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao.
Manny is adorned with yet another belt. Bob Arum says, be calm because I promise you I'll bring the fight back in May and we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
One minute.
Manuel? So my question is very simple. Are you more convinced that you won this fight more clearly than the other two?
I think I win this fight more clearly. I don't know what happened. What I need to do for the judges give me the fight? I don't know what happened.
Good evening. Thank you for this another opportunity. I know I did my best, but the expectation of the people is not, you know, I mean, the fight is not that happened, but thank you.
That was at a press conference.
After the fight, I had a dream. I was in a jungle. I saw the light brighter than the sun. It penetrates my bones and my body. I heard God's voice.
He said to me, son, why you leave me? Why you away from me? I woke up, and when I touched my hair, here in my feel, it's too wet. Wait, so it's true, I'm crying.
I told him, you have to leave all the worldly things. So the gambling, the having a, you know, being unfaithful. So all of that. So you have to change that. I told him that you are now a new creation of God, a new man, a changed man. So you better leave those things.
She looks down.
Yeah, I have a casino and I sold it, and I have a bar, I sold it also, and I stopped drinking, stopped, you know, good times with the friends like that, and I stopped gambling, everything. I want to perfectly follow God's commandment.
I hope, or I believe that you're gonna push through to become a good creation of God, a good person to the people, like a good husband, a good father to his children. And that's it. That's for the family, like, yeah, for the family.
It's true. It's real. So that's why I'm blessed. You know, I grew up in boxing. I love boxing. But maybe one more fight and that's it.
His daughter kisses him on the cheek.
After the fight of Mayweather, win or lose, last fight. Of course, we're gonna win. But after Mayweather, yeah.
Freddie.
That's one thing. The one thing about my fighters, when it's time, it's time. And, you know, the thing is, I went a little overboard, and I pay for that now. So the thing is, when it's time, I will tell Manny, and he will. I'm almost 99% sure he'll listen to me, because we have a great rapport with each other. And you know what? He knows I'm an honest person, and I would never tell him something that wasn't true. So if I see him slowing down or slipping, first time I see that, I say it's over.
Well, in his talks with me, he's given me a date in 2013 where he's going to hang it up. And so I expect after this Bradley fight that he'll probably have about 3 more fights, and that'll be the end.
Manny's just a dog that you just keep running, or a horse you keep racing, or anything else to those guys. You know, that's just how, that's the business that they're in. Use you up, throw you away, and get the next guy in there. Make him, promote him, make him the biggest thing in boxing, and...
Manny walks into a big press conference.
And if Manny retires from boxing, I'll still be with Manny. You know, as long as he wants me to be around him, I'll be there. That's why I spend so much time in the Philippines, even when he's not boxing. What I want and what I'm striving for is I want to be in a position to supplement Manny's income so he can sustain the same lifestyle after we're not making $60, $70 million from boxing here for him and his family.
I'd be happy for him, you know? I mean, I'd be happy for him that he's not being used and that he gets to go off and do his own thing and do what he feels that he wants to do. If you know, changing his life and focusing on his political career and his religion is what he wants to do, I'd be happy for him. But he's not my meal ticket like he is for these guys.
Bob Arum.
People have asked me, why did I match Timothy with Manny Pacquiao? Timothy Bradley has the hand speed, he has the foot speed, he has the game plan to be very, very competitive with Manny Pacquiao.
Alex.
What's important to Bob is Bob's agenda. That's the only thing that's important to Bob. If you're my fighter and he's my fighter and I walk in and you lose, I'm still winning. And I get 30% of you and I get 30% of him. I get the whole pie. I get it all. Because you come in with the champion and you leave with the champion. You don't lose.
Manny and Timothy square up to each other. Manny laughs.
One night, this incredible ride that Pacquiao's taken us all on, this devastating, unbeaten streak in the heavier weight classes will come to an end. Can Tim Bradley make tonight that night?
Timothy and Manny in the ring.
Hard left hand by Pacquiao down the pipe. Best punch of the round so far. Gets another straight left hand onto Bradley's jaw. Two big pops for Pacquiao.
Yeah, the best punches of the fight. He's won the round just
and another straight left hand.
Because the difference so far has been Pacquiao can hurt Bradley. Bradley doesn't seem to be able to return the favor.
In slow motion, Manny hits Timothy with his right hand, then dodges a punch and hits him with his left.
This is a knockout flurry. The right hook lands.
Well, he's moving his head now to survive.
Another mark of the power differential in favor of Manny Pacquiao.
What must it be like for a champion of the world like Tim Bradley, undefeated in his prime? Catch a guy just at the right time, fight as hard as he can, and it's just not good enough.
And lose every round.
Jerry Roth scores the bout 115-113 for Pacquiao. 115-113 for Bradley. And 115-113 to the winner by split decision. And new WBO welterweight champion of the world, the Desert Storm, Timothy Bradley!
I don't think we're blind, and I think that is a terrible, bogus decision.
I am no comment. I'm totally confused.
Timothy Bradley has scored an upset split decision victory over Manny Pacquiao. God only knows how.
Respected people scored it 11-1, 10-2, and then to hear scores like we heard tonight, it's unfathomable. What we saw tonight was ridiculous. That's the only word to describe it, was ridiculous. This wasn't really a close fight, but I'm happy for Tim because he's a lovely young man. And he's going to make a lot of money now.
Manny stands in the corner of the ring and blows kisses to the spectators. Later, dressed in a shirt and trousers, Manny raises his hand.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Give thanks God. Praise God. You know, God has a good plan. God has a good plan for this. You know, the plan of God is better than what we think.
Amen.
The plan of God is better than what our plan is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't be sad. Be rejoiced and be glad and happy. Okay?
At another press conference, Manny shakes hands with Bob, then takes to a podium.
That's how we love this boxing. But, you know, no, I accept that. I respect that. The decision, but 100% I believe that I won the fight, but it's okay.
Manny beams. In the arena, he bows his head.
But anyway, in your heart, you know who win the fight, but it's okay. That's part of the game, we accept that. So, I'm still here. I can fight. And, next time. Thank you.
In an airport with his family.
Boxing is a cruel sport. You leave your blood, heart, and soul on the canvas, but you can't always control your fate.
On a plane with Jinky and the kids.
In the eyes of the world, Manny Pacquiao defeated his opponent. But once victory is stolen from you, what are you left with? Loss is always a reminder of what matters in life. your people, your family, your faith.
We are here to praise, to worship God, not only for Mr. Pacquiao, but he is used as an instrument for these people to spread the gospel of God.
The Philippines, a crowd of people outside Araneta Coliseum. A fan says he inspires the young people because he came from nothing. He didn't have a name before. Then he became one of the biggest men here in our country, in the world. Another fan studies a ticket.
As long as he wants to fight again, he can do both because he has still his potential. But he can also use in the ministry because of his influence.
In a huge packed arena.
Katulad ng last fight ko.
Manny says, like what had happened to me in my last fight, I prayed. I believed 100% that I would win. I prayed. But what happened to me? You saw the result. But I was not sad. Because what is important to me is my relationship with God. Before, I could not resist the devil. When sexy ladies would pass, my eyes would follow them. But now that I have a strong spirit, I feed my spirit. I am blind now to other women. But the only and most beautiful woman that I keep my eyes on is my wife. In the audience, Jinky shrugs and laughs happily. They stand together in prayer.
I'm happy people look up to him. Being a Bible ambassador is something that I can be proud of him forever. But the most important thing is that he can encourage people to read the Bible, to be a good leader for the country, a good public servant. Yeah.
Jinky hugs Manny.
What difference can I make? What gives life meaning?
Manny in a sweatband and a boxing dressing gown.
I came from nowhere, and now I am everywhere.
The bright lights of a huge arena.
But we are all just men.
Manny gets to his knees in the ring.
We are imperfect.
Manny raises his fists in the air and dances. He eyes his opponent.
I'm still learning what God's plan is for me.
Pacquiao versus Marquez, 4th. December 8th, 2012. The fight in slow motion. Marquez hits Manny with a powerful right hook and Manny falls to the floor. Back up and fighting, Manny jabs at Marquez. He throws another punch and knocks Marquez off balance. Manny moves in to hit Marquez, who dodges and hits Manny in the face. Clips from Manny's life. As a teenager in the ring, holding up his fists for various victories, Manny gets punched again. Manny holding belts and standing in front of crowds. In a church, he crosses himself. Marquez lands another very powerful punch on Manny. In the gym, he laughs with Alex. He trains with Freddy at the Wildcard Gym. He's hit again. He hugs a fan with his family. He kisses Jinky. In the ring, Marquez floors Manny. He doesn't get up. With an expression of panic, Jinky stands up. Manny lies on the floor of the ring, unmoving. The crowd looks on, their faces tense. A medic attends to Manny. Bob holds Jinky back.
Boxing gives people power and hope. Boxing has given me my voice. But why do I box? Why do I fight? Is it my true purpose?
Manny in the House of Representatives and with his family.
I know what I am. I'm a fighter.
In the ring, he holds up a Filipino flag.
Whatever life brings me, whatever arena I enter, I will always be a fighter.
Manny's sitting in the back of an ambulance, conscious. The doors are closed. Manny's silhouette as he throws punches and ducks and dives. On May 13, 2013, Manny was re-elected to Congress for a second term. After taking a year off from boxing, Manny returned to the ring. He won the fight and dedicated his victory to those devastated by Typhoon Haiyan. To this day, no other fighter has eclipsed his record for most world titles in eight weight divisions, which still stands in the Guinness Book of World Records. He continues to fight. Audio description by Deluxe.